Thank you very much, Lord, for this middle prayer meeting that you have made it possible for us to gather ourselves at your feet, O Lord, in your house this evening. Lord, we appreciate you for your grace upon us since we left you on Sunday with such abundance of your blessings upon our lives. Thank you for the verses that you used to minister unto our needs. Father, we thank you for watching over each and every one of us, O Lord, in our various places of work, the students that went to their schools, business people, Heavenly Father. Thank you very much, O Lord, for your cares and protections over us. You made a way for us to be here. You provided transport fare. Oh, Lord, our God, for those that came by public transport. Lord, we are not here for fun, O Lord, our God. You brought us here, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, that might further your kingdom in our lives. Lord Jesus, we look up to you and ask you for grace. We ask for help. We ask for strength. We ask for courage. We have your anointing of the Holy Spirit. We ask for baptism of the Holy Spirit. We pray for healings. We pray for deliverances. May you set the captives free. Have your way in the midst of your people. Bless the saints across the nation and other nations of the world. Be with your servant already in Bakatari. Bring him back home safely, O Lord. Help us this evening, Father. Your servant is reporting for duty. I look up to you and ask him for grace. I pray for inspiration. Pray for unction. I pray for utterances. Help me, Heavenly Father. Pass through me unto your people. Make me, O Lord, a channel of blessings unto your people. May the Holy Ghost direct your word, O Lord, into the hearts of your children. Let it be, Heavenly Father. May we all be partakers of your blessings, Lord. Forgive of any sin whatsoever. Lord, may every sin come under the blood. Those who are still be on their way, may you be with them. Those who are listening online, may they be partakers of these blessings, O Lord. Do not leave any of us behind, O Lord. Your presence is here already. Have your way, Father, as we surrender ourselves into your mighty hands, O Lord. Bless the reading of your word. Bless this short exhortation. In the hour of prayer, may you anoint each and every one of us. Blessed be your name, Lord. Father God, we worship and adore your name. May we be to say, like Cleopas and his friend, on their way to Emmaus, did they have no bond within us as he was speaking to us along the way. Thank you, our Master. From the oldest of us to the youngest of us, may we all be partakers of the blessings. Take away wandering minds, O Lord. May we speak and cause his attention. We rebuke in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for the song service. Thank you for the officers at the post of duty. We pray for divine grace and help from above the deacons, the trusted usher. Be with everyone. Those, O Lord, our God in heaven at the post of duty also. The instrument users, may you be with them, O Lord. Thank you, our Master. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray with all faith and with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Shall we please open our Bible to the book of 2 Kings? 2 Kings, chapter 2. Second Kings, chapter 2. I want to read a portion of verse 12. The prophet read just a portion there, but let's read it over verse. Verse 12 of 2 Kings, chapter 2. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, "My father, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof." And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes, and rent them in two pieces. May the Lord bless this word this evening to our heart. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome ourselves to church this evening. In the precious name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Permit me this, because we have little or no time, just to give a brief testimony of my last journey to Ogun State at Oke Odo, Owode, and Ilaro. Well, I thank God for the grace that enabled me to make that journey for the first time. Over 40 years, I never made such a journey. I said, oh, but it was laid in my heart because I knew the year was running out and it was so pending. And then, well, I give glory to God for the little I was able to do for the kingdom of God's sake. And I appreciate God for the blessings, the salvation, the healings, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Over there, it is good to stand for this word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, I don't know where to start and I don't know where to end. But I thank the Lord because it is good to stand for what is right. And to be bold and to be honest with godly sincerity. Because we are dealing with the souls of human beings. I thank God that as I'm standing here this evening with this Bible before me, the blood of any of those people will never be on my hand. I'm telling you the reality of the Almighty God. God so much helped me because there are things I faced over there. And on Saturday, it was laid in my heart that, you know, I should tell the people to ask questions. And on Sunday while preaching, just one of you, I say, if you have any question, because of things I saw there, where people started asking questions, marital questions and things like that, and God help us. Even this sister that passed away, I never knew she was pregnant, because I didn't expect that she would have been pregnant at this time. It was just last year she lost a pregnancy. But you know, I didn't see any activity in her at all. I didn't know she was in charge of the church. But because of answering questions, it's not about asking the question. While I was answering the question, I just look at that side. I said, this sister is, you know, pregnant again. Well, God help me to make them to know that, you know, whether you are literate, whether you are illiterate, nobody has any cause to give any excuse before the Almighty God. And I thank the Almighty God that God so much helped me. I don't know how to say it, but you know, one way or the other, God took absolute control, and there were testimonies that were coming up at the end of the services and things like that. Over there at Owode, my hostess that, you know, I was to stay with, she was very, very, very bad. But that night, she couldn't even do anything at all. But that night, I just listened to her, and by the word of the living God, the following day, by the grace of God, God just perfectly healed her all through the period. Praise be to God. And at Ilaro, I thank God because it was so timely. And what to have, you know, the crossover night, and I was wondering what was going to be done, and I asked the pastor, what are we going to do? And then he told me that they will first of all bring the bread, and then they will share the word of God, and then they will close the service before 12. I said, it is more than that. Then I told him this. I give glory to the Almighty God. You see, when I think things wobble in an assembly, and this is what pertains to human souls, God so much helped me. And when I saw the way things were, not in line, most, 80% of it was not in line. Well, I thank the Almighty God for the courage that he gave to me, and try to straighten out things, especially the loss of our issue. You see, one thing that tried my heart is that when I look at the whole thing, I sent home to Brother Sam to help me to please just help me gather those coals in respect of feet washing, and then I know about the breaking of the matter of feet washing and things like that, because the whole thing just mumbled up. You may not understand what I'm saying. I pray that God will help me. I mean that you understand me one way or the other. You see, when I saw the way the whole thing went, I was gripped in the spirit. And the following day, I just called him. I said, please send me the course concerning this, and this. And he just sent me those course. And I called the pastor that same day on the first. We talked, and Actually, because I read the whole thing to him. He was surprised. And by the grace of the Lord, he should send it into his what's it called now? Into his WhatsApp, my brother God. I sent it to his WhatsApp and started studying it. So on Friday we went to church, by God's grace, I preached and I really appreciate God. When we were just discussing on Saturday, he was just talking about people using television, still watching television. And on Sunday, when Brother Sam was preaching, he was hammering on that thing. And on, before this, it was late on to preach against that thing. Oh, the thing was just raging in my heart. Oh, when he was speaking, I said, oh, I felt bad. Then I called him on Sunday and said, Pastor, I said, I didn't expect that you should have said this yesterday. I said, but this is exactly what was led in my heart. But I really appreciate the Almighty God. God came on the scene. By the time we finished the service, about 10, well, 7 or 10 people, I mean, signify for the receiving of the Holy Ghost baptism. It really gladdened my heart indeed. To God be the glory. I know it is nothing but the prayers of the saints on my behalf. All throughout the period I sent over there. I bless the name of the Lord. So God bless me, church. Ah. There was still another sergeant that spoke this morning. Well, I'm here to discuss because when we came in and pastor came in and the pastor went with me to meet the pastor and they were discussing. Church, may God help us. It's such a exciting thing. I pray that God will help the people that is concerned. Our sister passed away this morning at Owode. Go ahead, boss. In this Christian journey, I want to admonish us, brothers and sisters, especially you couples. Please, for Christ's sake, when the prophet said, expect your thought to your pastor. It means expect your thought to your pastor. And when you have a God-given pastor and a God-given associate and you brought their matter unto them and they try to put you right in the word of the living God with godly admonition, please, for Christ's sake, abide by it. Though the scripture says, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Be guided, be led by the Holy Spirit. Be guided and be led by the Holy Spirit. Hey. And then, God help us to heed the wording of the prophet. That any right thinking person, any sensible person, when he is sick, he will go to the hospital. May God help us. Always take heed to admonition that the pastor will ever give you or the associate. I won't say more than that. On the account of our time. This little short time before me this evening, where we stop, just want to lay a little background. I want us to listen and I pray that the Almighty God will help us within this short time that we have before us. Praise the Lord. The title of our sermon this evening is the second-handed robe, 56:11-25 in the morning. 56:11-25 morning, it was preached. Praise the Lord. The second-handed robe. Just a little background this evening. And I pray that the Almighty God will speak to our heart. Are you there? Please, can they go to paragraph 18. You won't rush it. But little where we stop this evening, by the grace of God, God's prayer in our lives may continue on Sunday. Yes, my brother, thank you. During this time of the reign of Israel in the land, Israel was a nation. It was a mighty nation. It was kind of a peaceful time among the military part of it. But the spiritual part of it was kind of impersonation. And if we look back into the Old Testament, we can always find examples of what is going on today. Always in the Bible. The things that are now are just the antithesis of what was at the beginning. Praise the Lord. 19. Now the book of Genesis produces everything that is in the world today. There is nothing in the world but what didn't begin in Genesis, for it is the beginning. Amen. Genesis, Bible said, is the beginning, and it is the sixth chapter. Alright. India started every easy. In Genesis, started everything that started. And the true capital city church started in Genesis. And the first believer started in Genesis. And the indifference started in Genesis. Genesis was the beginning. I want to stop here for now. Then we'll continue later. Can they give us? I will restore 55:06-06. Evening. Want to be fast because we don't have time at all. I will restore 55:06-06. The Bible said here, paragraph 14b. Now, the book of Genesis is the beginning. Now, the book of Genesis is the beginning. The very word Genesis means beginning. Now, everything begins in Genesis. Evil begins in Genesis. Good begins in Genesis. Life begins in Genesis. Death begins in Genesis. The creation begins in Genesis. Every spirit started in Genesis. Amen. Easy. Started in Genesis. The prophet made us know in another sermon that it was Nimrod, the son of Ham, that started this. Because it was the one that started Babel. And then we know that Ham was the son of Noah, one of the three sons of Noah, the last one of the sons of Noah. And the Bible made us to know the serpent seed crossed over in the flood in the person of Ham. Are you there? Are you following me? So Ham was of his lineage of Cain, the seed of the serpent. And Ham begot Nimrod. Are you there? Ham begot Nimrod. And he started Ism in the Bible. What we said? True church started in Genesis. Because when we look at the scripture, after Cain, the seed of the serpent, killed Abel, the real true son of Adam. Then the Bible says Adam knew his wife again, and she brought forth Enos, and Enos brought forth Seth. And the Bible says, and men began to call upon the name of the Lord, the real true religion. Praise the Lord. And we find out, Abel, Cain and Abel, they worship. Are you there? Cain and Abel, they worship the Lord.
And Abel worship God by revelation. But Cain worship God without revelation. And Cain was so religious as much as Abel also was religious. But the Bible says, Abel was religious as like Cain was. Cain was religious as Abel was. But you know what he did? He brought the fruit of the ground. The ground that God has already caused. Let there be the name of the Lord. Moses said, good started in Genesis. Amen. Evil started in Genesis. False religion started in Genesis. And the real true religion started in Genesis. The real true church. Amen. It all started in Genesis. And what we need to know, cultism started also in Genesis. Listen to this. Paragraph 14b. Now, the book of Genesis is the beginning. The very word Genesis means beginning. Now, everything begins. Oh, I've read it. Please bear with me. Oh, where I'm going is 55, please. 55. 06, 07. The true and the first vine. Please, you can be fast. Now, all the things originated in Genesis. You like to study Genesis, brethren, you ministers? Oh, I think it is the greatest book of the Bible. Out of them, everything that you find today, originated in Genesis. Genesis means the beginning. Every call that you find on earth today started in Genesis. Every real future on earth today started in Genesis. Everything that we see, even all science, started in Genesis. The lineage of Cain, which was of the serpent seed. They were the first scientists on earth. Do you believe that? That is the word of God. Amen. Because the sons of the lineage of Cain, the descendants of Cain, they were made us to know that they were the instructors of iron and brass. He said, you see your cities, this big buildings you can see today. It is by science. May God help us. I pray that we get what you are talking about. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then the prophet made us to know this, in that, the true and the false vine. Paragraph 17, please. The prophet said, 17 did there. Move on. Where you see, let's begin right there. Let's begin right there now. Now, spirit does not die. Men die. But spirit does not die. God takes his man, but never his spirit. God took Elijah, and a double portion of his spirit come upon Elijah. About 800 years later, come out on John the Baptist, and predicted to come again in the last day. That's why we should be thankful unto the Almighty God, that when God made Elijah of Kentucky to pass away, God, because he foreknew us before the foundation of the world, our eyes of understanding were open. Behold, I will send unto you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord shall come, and shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, which don't fulfill that part, and the hearts of the children to the faith of their father. Lest I come and smite the earth with a cup. What a blessing. Because God is rich in mercy unto you and me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's wonderful. And that's why, because it was not a, it was, Elijah was, a human being like you and me. But it was the spirit of the Almighty God in Elijah that came in double portion upon Elisha and was in charge of the battle. It was a spirit of no nonsense. And that's why God loved that spirit so much that we know, spirit that will never compromise and meet with the word of the living God. And God so much loved that spirit, he promised to send him five good times. And that's happened in this last generation. The last time, you know, is going to be the fifth time, it's going to be Moses and Elijah will come back again. We are blessed of the Almighty God. Oh, glory be to God. So, can you put it on? Yeah. Move on. And now, bring it down, please. Okay? Go through Christ out of the ark, but the Holy Ghost, you are the Holy Spirit, come back. Amen. The devil takes his man, but the spirit remains just the same. This is not murder started in Genesis. Is that right? Oh, yes, sir. Murder started in Genesis. Killing started in Genesis. If you want to put it that way, it is not really that people are killing. People don't even value life. It has been of all time. Right from Genesis, when Cain lured his brother Eve, let's go and just throw it away. I mean, just throw out in the field and things like that. Then that serpent killed his brother. Spirit of jealousy is not today. It has been in Genesis. The Bible wants to know, for what reason did Cain kill his brother Abel? Prophet said it was because of jealousy. Brothers and sisters, when we are hammering this thing, may it sink down into our heart, because jealousy is of the devil. So it started from the beginning in Genesis. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that's why the Bible said, we should have love one for another and not be like Cain. The seed of that wicked one who killed his brother. One, for what reason did he kill his brother? Because his brother's work was righteous. Why his own work was evil? So evil started in Genesis. Killing or murdering started in Genesis. May God help us. So spirit don't die. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lying started in Genesis. Oh yes. Isn't it a gift to come out when God comforted? Where is your brother Abraham? I kill your boom. It started in Genesis. It is from the lineage of Cain's seed. Stubbornness is of the devil. It started in Genesis. Anything you want to talk about, whether good, whether bad, started in Genesis. Amen. May God help us. So now, that's why I said, the devil takes his man, but the spirit remains just the same. Jesus said, you are your father, the devil. Let me say this. Jesus said, Father, he said, whosoever is of God, heareth God's word. He who is of God, he that is of God, heareth God's word. Because Jesus said, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. He said, the reason why you don't understand what I'm telling you, what you don't hear, hear doesn't mean with your ear. Is to understand in your heart. He said, the reason why you don't hear it, that means the reason why you don't understand it and live by yourself is because you are not of God. So, any that whosoever is not of God will not understand the word of God. We told you to understand. May God help us. Spirit is not that. It has been in Genesis. As we continue on to Jesus God. Which of your fathers, Jesus said, which of the prophets that showed for the coming of the just one, did your father not stole, and so forth, speaking of the Pharisees. May God help us. Brothers and sisters, when you see all kinds of things, Robert said, pro and con today, it started all in Genesis. Love started in Genesis. When God himself, oh my, after he has given the sentence, that the day you eat of this tree of knowledge of good and of evil, you are going to die. law projected from him unto his children. That's why before he sent them out, he took a lamb, hallelujah, who represented the lamb of God that was to come, and he slayed it and took the skin and removed the skin and covered his son and daughter. May God help us, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother, back to our psalm. Amen. Hallelujah. Alright. And now, during the reign of Elijah, during the privilege of Elijah, here or now, which was God's prophet for the hour. Amen. 21. And God has never left himself on the earth without a witness. Are you with me? Elijah was what? Elijah was God's prophet for the hour. Elijah was God's representative for that time. In the midst of evil, in the midst of unrighteousness, in the midst of idolatry. Now, further, idolatry started even in Genesis. So many things we can talk about. All started in Genesis. Praise the Lord. Now, at that time, they were prospering very well. But the other way around, it was spiritual bankruptcy. Now, Elijah was God's witness at that time. And the God said, and God never left himself without a witness for now. And God has never left himself on the earth without a witness. God has always, somewhere, someplace, had a person that he could put his hands upon and would stand for a witness. But so, if he has done that, down since Genesis, the beginning, surely somewhere God has a man that he can lay his hand on now. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. In our place of work, God wants to have you and me as his true witnesses. Hallelujah. There was an Enoch. Oh man. In his day, who walked with God for 300 years and he was translated. Are you with me? Yes. God had a witness at that time. God had a witness in the person of Papa Abraham, a man that could believe the impossible. A man that could believe the impossible. Something that is very hard to do. But there is nothing impossible for God to do. Abraham was a witness that God had in his own day. God must have a witness today. Let me finish. God has a man that he can lay his hand on now. He has more than one man now. He has many men that he can lay his hand on because we are coming down to the gathering time, the harvest time. My brother, my sister, that's where we are. Wherever you are, wherever I am, in our neighborhood, in our community, in your place of work, in your business. Never allow yourself to be involved in any crooked deals. Never allow yourself to be involved in any ungodly dealing. Remember, riches will perish. Money will perish. Popularity will perish. But God, if you are a true witness of God, you will be persecuted. Don't forget that they that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. May God help you, my brother. May God help my sister. And you boys and girls, students, whether primary, whether secondary, whether JH, whether senior class, whether tertiary institution, God wants you to be a living witness. There was a Samuel. Young boy, there was a Samuel. A young girl, there was a Mary. They were witnesses of the Almighty God in their day. Oh my. Yeah, we are. Praise the Lord. May God help us. I say, may God help us, Lord. We are going to pray. Let the sophist that know that God, no matter what anybody has done, No matter what people think about you, know who you are. Know who you are. Because you cannot drink of the rim of the cup of the Almighty God and still be living like the devil, the people of the world. Never. May that not be your portion. Yes, sir. God always has witnesses. And today, he has many witnesses. Because this is the last time. The devil, look, cheating started in Genesis. We know that. Praise the Lord. Cheating started in Genesis. May God help us. And everything we do, we should be honest. We should be loyal to our employers. We are going to pray. May God help you. May God help you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Look, this message is what are you for? Yes, sir. Because this is our life. We have no other life than this. Any other life apart from this one is dead. Praise the Lord. Death started in Genesis. It continues, it will continue to Jesus Christ. Life started in Genesis. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister. So many things can be said concerning these things that started in Genesis. Anything pro, anything con, whether good, whether bad, whether righteousness, whether unrighteousness, it all started in Genesis. So be careful when you are lying. The Bible says, lie not one to another. But speak the truth. Amen? That's what the Bible says. Speak the truth. Praise the Lord. Oh, goodness me. Hallelujah. There was a Joseph. Oh, goodness me. You know me. There was a Joseph in the Bible. He was born like you and me. But by foreknowledge, by foreordination, he came here. He was born as a prophet. But in his age, in his tender age, his proof of what was right. Are you there? Bear with me. I'm going to pray. Bear with me. That one just coming to my heart. There was a Joseph. A Joseph in a foreign land. In a foreign land. In the midst, when the lady, did I say the lady? The lady does not commit. The lady does not make her to another man. A woman, the wife of the general, chief of army staff, wanted Joseph to lie with her. Young man, Joseph stood his path. May God help him. That was the book of Genesis. God has witnesses all the time. Somewhere, someplace. There was Daniel in Babylon. There was Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego in Babylon. How many shall we keep to say? Because of our time. May God help you, my brothers. May God help you, my sisters. I hope you don't begin to take with me. I don't know. The old man has come again. Come for what? Come to be a blessing to you. Come to be a blessing to you. So don't think negative. Hallelujah. Don't mind my preaching. You just listen to what I'm saying. May God help us. Look, the Bible made us to know, time of ignorance, God overlooked. Is that scripture? But he has commanded all men to repent. Because God does not want the death of it. Oh, goodness me. Things that pain the heart, you begin to want ha. You be saying ha. Just within a few days. One, okay, order. On Saturday morning. Another one this morning again at Owode. I won't say more than that. May God help us to find grace in the sight of God to take heed to the word of God. I said, we have been in church long enough. It's time to wake up, my brother. Wake up, my sister. God help you. God help him. Remember, it is not because I'm a preacher that make me to go to heaven. It's not because I'm a deacon or a trustee or a guitarist or a piano player or organ player or tambourine player or drum set player. No matter how expert you may be, no matter how skillful you may be, that does not take you to heaven. What takes you to heaven is for you to be born again. May God bless our soul, brothers and sisters. Let us bow our heads. Which one are you? Which one are you? Are you a true witness of the Lord Jesus Christ? Or are you a false witness? Let us bow our heads. Let's commit ourselves into the hands of the Almighty God, reverently. God doesn't just speak for speaking's sake.
Thank you.
No, God doesn't speak for speaking's sake. Lord, help me. Make me a true living witness of the power of your resurrection. That finished work on the cross of Calvary. Where sin was settled once and for all. If you are here, brother, if you are here, sister, and you are still disobedient to your husband. Oh, goodness me. Oh, goodness me. I thank God that the blood of nobody will be on my hand. Because I hammer it to death in those three places. Cheating started in Genesis. Righteousness started in Genesis. Abraham believed God. It was counted unto him for righteousness. And he was called a friend of God. Jesus did not call you and me servants. He called us friends. So a servant does not know what the master does. The mind of Christ has been made known unto us in this evil, wicked, and adulterous generation. Let's think on these things, brothers and sisters. Are you a living witness of the power of his resurrection? Which one you dey? Pro or con? Evil side or the good side? You listen to the sermon, you read the sermon, you hear the sermon. It is time to stop playing church. Will it be hard to say that the prophet said that no matter how religious a person may be, if he's not born again by the Spirit of the Lord, he's lost? It is the word of the living God. I told him, I said, nobody has any excuse. I said, you cannot expect God the coming of the Lord in this kind of situation you are in. I said, I told them, in one village in Edo State. That if a minister is to preach your conduct, what is he going to say about you women? They were looking at me. What is the truth of the Almighty God? As anything can happen, I said, I may leave this place, I may not reach over there. At over there, I repeated the same thing. I said, I may leave this place, I'm not reach, reach the land. I told them also, I may reach here, and not reach Ibadan. Then they can come at any time. But be robed in the righteousness of the Almighty God, which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Not entering into that chamber called death as a coward. Brothers and sisters, let us be sincere, let us be honest, let us be serious with the things of the Almighty God. We should stop playing church. It's not because of what happened this morning again that made me to say what I'm saying. But it is the word of God anyhow. Let all men be liars. Let God and his word be true. We are going to leave this place one day. Oh, be ready. Oh, be ready. Ready when the bridegroom comes. Oh, be ready. Oh, be ready. Ready when the bridegroom comes. Guys, be ready. Boys, be ready. Men and women, be ready. when you come to church and the message is going forth, and your amen will be the one that is the loudest, and then you know the type of life you are living, ungodly life at all, you are an hypocrite. Ask God that you will help us. Brothers and sisters, I tell you before that Sunday, when I was ministering here before I left, we should be thankful and be grateful unto the Almighty God for giving us a God-given pastor, a God-given minister. I told you what I'm facing over there. You only have a missionary pastor. Both two places. Yes, the other one is taking care in Lagos City. He's trying his best. He's putting his little efforts that he knows how to put. My prayer always, and I used to tell them that, I pray that the labor of your pastor will not be in vain. My brother, I was preaching at the convention. Each time that thing, you know, come to back to my mind. 22-23 convention. When the preacher was preaching and faced the ministers on the platform, you preach, the life of people are not changed. Oh man. And people put it in the ministers on the platform. Are you making mockery of preachers? What about yourself? Hailing the preachers that preach there. I look and say, God be merciful. I know that each year's confession has never been in vain, because people spend their money for the service of the souls of his people, of God's people. You can take a horse to the river, you cannot force it to drink water. It depends on you. When we hear those sounds, God help you, God help you, George. If you have any here this evening, what else about? You know yourself, you know your need, because you are an individual in the hand of God. God is not dealing with groups. He's dealing with individual. He always repeats individual, and the individual to the gender. You please signify by raising up of your hand. Well, I ask the associate pastor, God bless you. Let it not become common unto us. Let it be a reality. More of God, or you want to start with God.
Our gracious Father, we thank you for this evening and the opportunity we have to come to your house for this midweek service. We thank you, O God, for bringing your servant back from his trip and the testimonies of your goodness and mercies and answers to prayers and the effect of the gospel in the life of your children. Lord, we thank you for all you have accomplished. We are asking that the blessings will be permanent in the life of the people. Thank you for your word that has come to us tonight, a portion of this message, second-handed rule. Dear God, every statement that has gone forth is intended by you to accomplish something in our life. May these things not pass any of us by, O God. Lord, we have heard, we can no more be neutral. We pray, O God, that you help us to put these words in our hearts so that you never condemn us on the day of judgment. Lord Jesus, as we stand before your mirror, the mirror of your word, we have seen ourselves, we have not seen someone else. Help us, dear God, that wherever we are needy, may we, O God, lay before you until every spot, every wrinkle is removed out of our life. The hands that are up and those at the altar, you know the needs behind every request. May you attend to the request of your people, Lord Jesus. It is one thing to preach, another thing, O God, for your people to be willing, O God, Lord, to draw closer to you and to see the reflection of your word in their life. Lord Jesus, we pray, O God of heaven, that these desires of your children, Lord, to see these things fully manifested in the life of each one, may you grant it to the glory of your name. Every wicked forces of darkness in the life of your people, may you scatter it to eternal fire. Thank you, King of Glory. We ask you bless and replenish the strength and the virtue that has left your servant, Lord, in the course of this ministration. The remaining part of this service, the prayer session, is in your hand. Help us to pray as becometh saints. Give unto us utterance, O God, an unction, and faith to believe our prayers according to your word. That will go back home, Lord, all burdens lifted, O Father. And Lord, with our hearts full of joy and our mouths full of testimonies, grant it, eternal Father, to you be glory and honor, as we ask these petitions with faith and thanksgiving, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn number 51, before I hand over to the associate pastor. Hymn number 51. Patience are break. I'm sorry. Down by the cross. Blessing from sin.
service with his word and his blessings. I believe we are blessed, we are refreshed, we are lifted up, and God has shown his mercy to us. If you just say, God, give me the faith to retain the blessings, and as I go that your spirit will water them in my heart, and your angel will accompany me to go confirm the blessings unto me. If you desire such, you can just lift up your hand. So I will request the pastor to seal the blessings for us before we leave.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for bringing us together again this Wednesday for the midweek meeting. We cannot thank you enough for all that you have been unto us since we parted here on Sunday. Thank you for students, thank you for workers, thank you for businessmen and women, thank you for housewives. Thank you for ordering ourselves from on high. Thank you for providing the needs that we have need of physically, financially, materially. We are so grateful. Thank you for the individual, Lord, reading of scripture and the message and consecrating ourselves and communing with you. We are very grateful, Lord. Thank you for a portion of your word that we have heard again as admonition tonight. Lord Jesus, we pray that the blessings that you brought will be permanent in our lives. May you replenish your servant as you are graciously used, Lord. Lord, soon we'll be departing, not from your presence, but from the auditorium to go back to our homes. Our request and our prayers, O God, is that may your presence accompany each and every one of us. Take us home safely. Be with us, O Father. May we continue to meditate upon the things that we have heard, and may the blessings never depart. Every attempt of the enemy to snatch a part of the blessing for us, may you raise the standard, O Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be thy holy name. Once again, we ask, O God, as you have graciously brought us, and you have blessed us with your blessings, take us back home safely. May the blessings be permanent. Bring your servant from Bakatari, O God, is our prayers. Once again, replenish your servant that you graciously use. Lord, the brother and the family that has just lost somebody again this morning, we commit them into your hands, O God, may we be their comfort, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallowed be thy name, Lord, for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most holy name, we have prayed with all faith at thanksgiving.
God bless you, sir. The Lord bless you. On Friday, we'll listen to the tape again. What's today? I hope Friday is not the last. Okay, you stay up from that moment. So, may the Lord keep us to them. By Sunday, we hope to physically be here. May His grace keep us in the center of His way. Shall rise. 222, take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. I'm sorry. I forgot to deliver the people that sent greetings. I spoke with Brother Abraham, I think it was today or either this morning or yesterday, he sent his greetings to the church. Also, Pastor Nii Adelodun sent his greetings, and the Pastor Faisho. God bless you. Oh, take the name of Jesus with